Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast, A Time of Refreshing, where we discuss issues affecting us and biblical perspective. Please do not forget to listen to our daily devotional, which is already airing, Open Heavens, every day at 5:30 a.m. on Revolution Radio. I'm your girl, Claudette, and with me is...
Jelamy.
Hi, Jelamy. Today, we're discussing...
The crisis. The crisis that is ravaging the nations, ravaging the whole world, which is the cost of living crisis.
Cost of living crisis. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Over to you, Jelamy. Let's know. What are we looking at? Should we be afraid? Should we be worried?
Yeah. As humans, naturally would be worried. It's only in our nature to worry. However, in Christ, we have our peace, we have our being. And as such, things like that wouldn't affect us. We are already insulated because we are in Christ.
Amen to that.
Yes, that's it. And for the cost of living crisis, the governments of the world, the governments of the UK, just like every other part of the world, they are doing everything they can to alleviate the sufferings of everyone. Mm. However, that will never be enough.
Never.
you know. And as such, the Chancellor of the UK, Jeremy Hunt, has come up with a budget with which we're going to operate with from April down to next year. And they've done all they think they could to alleviate the sufferings. One of such is to reduce the national insurance contribution for employees, cutting that from 10% to 8%, which essentially means that for every pound, 2 pence has been reduced. And that will impact 27 million workers.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Helping everyone to save £450 a year.
Amazing.
And they've also gone ahead to reduce the high rate of property capital gains tax, reducing it from 28 to 24%. And that essentially means that the levy from profit that an investor would make from non-inventory assets such as shares and stocks has been reduced. Oh. All these are ways with which the government is trying to alleviate the suffering. However, we know that this will never be enough. But in Christ, we have our being, we have our well-being. And it's in times, hard times like this, that we can rise in Christ. The Bible from the book of Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 13, it says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. Mm-hmm. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great." And this is such a time. Because we are children of God, it is only required that as we work hard, as we do that which is required of us, as we are diligent in our activities, the Lord will bless us and the Lord will increase us. But there's a catch to that.
Let us look at that Bible scripture you just read.
Yep.
I'm thinking, if I remember the Bible story clearly, that particular time there was a famine.
Yes, there was.
So there was, everybody was struggling.
Exactly.
But Isaac did so.
Yep.
And he reaped 100-fold.
Exactly.
Does that mean, I'm just thinking, the Bible says God is the same yesterday and forever.
Yep.
So for us as Christians, we can still sow in these hard times and reap 100-fold.
That's exactly
what. So does that mean we need to separate ourselves? Not completely, but by faith, separate ourselves from the things that what we're hearing, what the economy is saying,
exactly,
what the news is telling us,
exactly,
the things that are going on around us,
yes,
should not necessarily impact us as Christians.
Truly.
I guess that is what separates us.
Yeah.
From being the regular Joe Block, because we are Christians, we mm-hmm. believe what the Bible says, mm-hmm. we believe that God can turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
So we should believe that even as we shouldn't just give up.
Yes.
And just say, oh, they said there's a recession, the economy is bad, we just get to move on.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually continue to do our hard work.
Yeah.
And with our prayers, of course,
yeah,
it will be a case like Isaac. There's a part in the Bible that says where there was a casting down,
there's a lifting up.
There was a lifting up for me. Amen, yeah, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I love
and,
that.
And that's one of the reasons why RCCG Praise Palace has come out with this podcast, to encourage everyone.
True.
And ensure that we all move in the same train and no one is left behind, because it is when we task our mind that surely providence is always around and the Holy Spirit will guide us on the way to go and the right things to do to increase our income and be insulated from this crisis.
And probably give us brilliant investment ideas.
Exactly.
Because I just picture that now. Like, if we have investments now, for example, the property tax has gone down.
Yeah.
This must be our time.
Exactly.
From what you said, it must be the time to invest in something like that.
Yes.
Don't quote me. I'm not a property expert, but I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
You know, because from what we just heard now, if all those reductions are being put in place, that means it might be a good time to invest.
Oh, yes. It certainly is a time to invest because particularly for non-inventory assets, stocks, shares, you wouldn't be taxed on the levy you made, the profit you make out of such investment. That is further reduced. And this is our time. When we hear the transfer of wealth from the heathen to the righteous, this
Hallelujah,
is the time
brother.
To
That's what we mean. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Now, should we be talking about, I'm just thinking again, with all of this and all the wars that's going on, where do we stand, brother? Where do we stand?
So you stand so.
Because should we still invest or should we just hide under wherever we live?
For me, it's...
Are these signs?
These are the signs of the end time. These are the signs of the end time.
Yeah.
And we must survive. We must not just survive, we must thrive and live in exceedingly growing wealth. We have been insulated, just as in the Bible, in the city of Goshen, the Israelites prevailed, while the rest of the world was in crisis. But there was prosperity in Goshen.
Yeah.
And as such, that is where we should, by faith, see ourselves in this current situation.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yeah. And it's also some... This is also reflective in other areas. The search where we've got political upheavals, just like you're on the news today, you will hear about the. It's been a while. The issues with Haiti.
Yeah, I know.
Issues with Haiti, and then,
they've had it so bad.
Exactly,
I
and
know.
The war in East Gaza, Israeli-Palestinian crisis.
Sudan
has been on and on. We only pray that the Prince of Peace will spread his wings all over the earth and restore peace to mankind.
Amen to that.
All the killings and the whole region of the Middle East and the rest of the world will come to an end. Also in Ukraine and Russia.
Yes.
You know, it's so much crisis everywhere. But our trust is in the Lord.
Amen. We don't want to go to Gaza and Israel.
No,
understanding everything that's been going on
around
it.
We don't want
to
go there.
We don't want to go into that conversation.
Yes.
But, you know, these conversations have to be had anyway.
Truly.
And from the Christian perspective, I believe that as Christians, we just know that these are signs.
Yes.
And we just know that these are signs. Mm-hmm. And perhaps this is our opportunity to win more souls to Christ. Draw men to the Christ. Show them the way.
Yeah.
You know, and begin to let people on. Not to scare anybody.
Yeah.
Not to frighten people.
Mm-hmm.
But to let people know that the times are getting closer. It's getting nearer. Of course, nobody knows the time when the Son of Man will come.
Yeah.
But we should prepare. We're better prepared than being caught off guard.
Yeah.
And like the Bible says, no one will know. It will be like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
So I think from all the things that are happening, crises all over the world, you know, wars, they're signs. These are signs.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not to scare you. It's not to frighten you.
Mm-hmm.
It is to prepare you.
Yes.
It might take another 100 years. Nobody knows. It might take another 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows. But the point in all of this is, we as Christians should never be caught off guard. We should prepare.
Mm-hmm.
We should get ready for all of that.
Yeah.
We should share the prayer of salvation. What do you think?
Yes, I think it's time. I think it's time.
So for anyone out there who's thinking, oh, what are they talking about? Why should we be talking about this kind of thing or scaring people? If you are really, you know, interested, or if you found anything we said, you feel you're not ready, you feel you are a Christian or you have never been a Christian, you feel you need Jesus at this time, I think you can say this prayer with me. I believe it's a good time to, you know, introduce somebody to you. We're not saying it's magic. We're not saying it's going to be a miracle or strength, but it is a significant time that you want to draw nearer to God. It's the time you want to know the truth. And the truth is indeed, I tell you, my brother, my sister, Jesus is the way.
Yeah.
He is the truth,
yeah,
and he is the life.
Yeah.
No one comes to the Father except through Jesus.
True.
So I've introduced Jesus to you. He is the Prince of Peace. With all the things around the world, what you need in your heart is the peace of God. And you can get this by coming to Jesus. So I'll say to you, my dear brethren, join me in this prayer. And I trust God, I trust Jesus, that after this, you will find peace with him. Let us pray. Just say after me. Heavenly Father, I recognize that I have fallen short of your glory. I acknowledge the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I cling to the hope that is found in you alone. I repent today of my sins. Wash me clean, O God, and make me whiter than snow. I surrender my life to you completely, acknowledging your lordship over every aspect of my being. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. Come and dwell within my heart, transforming me from the inside out. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, that I may walk in your ways and live a life that honors you. I trust in your promise of salvation and eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer and for the gift of your grace. May your presence be my constant companion, guiding me through the challenges of life and drawing me ever closer to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, if you've prayed that prayer,
it means you're born again.
It just simply means you're born again. What that means is you are now in the fold of Christ. And I thank God for your life. I congratulate you. Welcome to the fold of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So talking about words, that just led us into the opportunity or the time, you know, to talk about salvation. Because we know that we don't want people to go or to fall away from, you know, because of the hardship, we don't want you to fall away from your beliefs or, you know, from Christ. We want you to keep holding forth and then carry on with life as usual. Fear not. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. Okay. So, all right. It's time for our shout out. In every month, we intend to say hello, call out names, shout out to people who celebrate their birthdays, yes, in the month.
Oh, wow.
So, hallelujah. So, praise in this Lord. Month of March.
Wow.
Drum rolls. Happy birthday to Connor.
Woo!
Happy birthday to Jillian.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Divine.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Fedor.
Wow.
Many happy returns and, yeah, God's blessings to you all.
Amen.
We pray that this year will deliver abundance and great blessings from the Lord unto you and your household. In, amen, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday, people. All right. Also, this segment, we talk about events that are upcoming. We have an, drum rolls again. For
exciting.
The youth camp.
Ooh, youth
2024.
In the house.
All the youths in the house from ages 12 to, I think it's 20 now.
Yep, it is.
This is going to be fun for you. It's the youth camp, Christian youth camp. And it's going to be from the 5th of October to the 9th of October 2024.
Mm,
you don't
date.
Want to miss it. Save the
that.
Date.
Yeah.
If you need to book, contact our CCG Praise Palace. You will have we have our contact displayed on the website as well,
yes,
and on the podcast. Just get in touch with the any of the numbers there and we will put you through. Trust me, we have had testimonies from the youth camp. It's been amazing for the children, for the youth, even for the young adults.
Yeah.
They've had brilliant time and they've always had testimonies. They have direct, you know, they have time to spend, they spend time with God without their internet and the devices. So they spend time, enough time with God.
You can imagine.
And when they come back out refreshed and,
yeah,
reformed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, praise God for that. That's beautiful.
It's time for us now to wrap up the show. But before we do, we need to remind you to subscribe to our podcast and also listen to our daily devotional, which is the Open Heavens Daily Devotional on Revolution Radio, which airs 5:30 a.m. every day. So always look out for that. And also look out for this chat show, which is the time of refreshing. Once every month, we will come with topics that are of interest to you and will transform your lives. That is all we are all about. Thank you for your time once again, and back over to Michael.
Once again, my name is Claudette, and you've been talking with me and
Jeremy,
and together we pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you.
God bless
even
you.
In these times, we know that we've brought hard conversations to you. But trust me, we're not here to scare you. We're here to tell you there's always a way out.
Yes, there is.
Stay focused. Stay motivated. Remember the story we shared with you from the Bible. Isaac did sow in the time of famine,
yeah,
but he did reap in hundredfold.
Yes.
You are the Isaac of today. Yeah. It is your time to sow, mm-hmm, and it's your time to reap in hundredfold in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stay blessed. Stay focused. Don't be moved by what you see. Be moved by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Everyone, bye.